The Skillful Art of Manipulation audiobook is honored to present a powerful new insight from our newly released story, Confessions of a Manipulator, My Personal Journey, now streaming on your favorite podcasting platform. Let's dive in together. Beneath the smile, why control felt safer than love. I used to believe I smiled because I was strong, that I kept it together because I was disciplined, composed, that my silence meant I was wise, that my ability to detach was something admirable, powerful, even. But it wasn't. The truth is far simpler, far uglier. I smiled because it was the only mask I could wear without cracking. When I was a kid, I figured out early that love came with conditions. You don't cry too loud. You don't need too much. You don't push too hard, or they'll leave. So, I made myself manageable, predictable, pleasant, easy to love in small doses. I became a mirror for what other people wanted me to be, soft when needed, smart when it earned me praise, detached when closeness became uncomfortable. And the more I shrank to fit those expectations, the more people seemed to admire me. They called it maturity. They called it charisma. They called it emotional intelligence. But inside, I was a stranger to myself. Control became the currency I learned to trade. Not money, not sex, not power in the traditional sense. Emotional control. Subtle, gentle, intentional. If I could keep you close while never really letting you in, I was safe. If I could guide how you saw me, shape your perception, then I couldn't be rejected. Because you never really knew me in the first place. That's what people misunderstand about manipulation. They think it's always cold, cruel, deliberate. Sometimes it is. But sometimes, it's the only language you know how to speak when love feels unsafe. I think back on the women who loved me, the friends who leaned on me, the people who trusted me, and it makes my stomach turn, because I can see now how I used their warmth as a buffer. I let them pour into me. I let them feel needed. I let them believe they were healing something broken in me, but I never gave them the truth. Only fragments. Curated vulnerability. Polished pain. Because I wasn't trying to connect. I was trying to control the way I was perceived, so I didn't have to face the parts of me I couldn't explain. I remember one night vividly. I was lying in bed with someone who genuinely loved me. I could feel her breath on my shoulder, steady and soft. And she whispered, "You're the safest person I've ever known." And all I could think was, "You don't know me at all." Because if she did, she'd know I was calculating how long I could keep up the illusion before she found the edges of me I'd hidden. Before she saw the void I built my charm around. That void, it was never about cruelty. It was about fear. You see, love is chaos. Real love, mutual messy, honest love, it's unpredictable. And for someone like me, unpredictability feels like danger. So instead of surrendering to it, I learned to shape it. To steer it. To give just enough to keep someone hooked. But never enough to give them power. Because the moment you truly let someone in, you're exposed. And I'd rather lose them than feel that kind of exposure again. But here's the thing. That fear doesn't protect you forever. Eventually, the mask gets heavy. The silence grows loud. The people you've held at arm's length start to disappear. Not because they stopped loving you, but because they never got to. They loved the version of you you made safe for consumption. Not the scared child hiding underneath. There's a moment when all the noise dies down, when you're left alone with yourself. And in that silence, if you listen closely, you hear it. The voice. The one you buried a long time ago. The one that doesn't speak in charm or tactics or well-timed apologies. It just asks, "Why are you so afraid to be seen?" And if you're lucky or broken enough, you finally answer it. That answer changed everything for me. Because once I admitted that control felt safer than love, I started to realize how much I'd missed. Not missed out on, but missed entirely. Moments of closeness. Real intimacy. The chance to be loved for who I am, not who I performed myself to be. I'm not proud of what I did to people. I manipulated. I deflected. I withheld. I rewrote narratives in my favor and watched people doubt themselves just to stay close to me. But the real tragedy? I did it all while convincing myself I was the good guy. That I was just trying to protect myself. That I wasn't ready for real love. That people always leave anyway. I built a fortress out of excuses, and then wondered why I felt so alone inside it. This isn't about self-loathing. It's not about turning my past into a sad song. It's about naming it. Because only when I gave it a name, control, did I start to understand what I was really searching for beneath it. Connection. Not obedience. not worship, not loyalty earned through guilt, just connection. And that's what I want you to think about. Who are you performing for? Who are you trying to control, just to feel safe? Are you willing to be seen, even if it means being misunderstood? Can you sit in the discomfort of honesty long enough to find peace in it? Because here's what I know now. Love without control feels terrifying at first, but it also feels like freedom. And once you taste that freedom, you'll never want the cage again. Pause. This is my insight, not a lesson, not a redemption arc, just a moment of truth, one I hope sparks yours.